Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
I drive to work with them.
I love Chet and Michaela.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I'm always trying to jump the gun on all this. And it was only just to make a smart-ass comment about the girl who said, I love Chet and Michaela. Yeah, and if you let the tape go just a little further, she goes, wait a minute, who are they again?
So what am I getting paid? PayPal or Cash App?
Yeah.
Zelle me? Is it my getting Zelle?
Hang on, let me check and see. Did the money come through yet?
Yeah.
Man, I love Chet and Michaela as long as I get paid to say it.
Exactly.
I will love them.
Forever.
I love them.
Yeah, they're my best friends.
I love them hard. Until the money runs out.
Yeah. Then bye.
And then I'm over it.
Bye.
It was a funny thing. I was thinking this the other day. When we give away shirts on the show, this is just a weird thing that just popped into my head, and I'm not sure why, because it's bothered me for a few days.
All right.
When we give away shirts on the show, people are just kind of like, whatever. You know what I mean? You could tell. Some people are really excited. To that end, we've had a request for the 170. So I said, I'll just give you shirts. They go, no, I want to work for it.
Oh.
True story. They said, can you put shirts for the 177 second survey? That's how this whole thing got started.
Uh-huh.
And I went, yes, I would love to just give them to you. And they were like, no, I want to work for it. Which
good
is
for
great.
Them.
And then it struck me that I don't know why people aren't more excited, because if you go to a hockey game, if you go to a Golden Knights game, I didn't see them shoot T-shirt Canada. I went last night.
I
went to the game yesterday.
How fun.
Low key. It was awesome. On purpose. Didn't tell anybody we were going.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine said, hey, you want to use our tickets? I said, wow, it's the last time Fleury's coming through. Are you sure? And he goes, no, we're having a family. We're doing a family thing. You want my tickets? You want to go? Yeah, great.
Sure.
But I purposely didn't tell anybody I was going. You know what I mean? So Amy and I could just spend Chet and Amy time.
Love that. Yeah,
my
of course.
My wife and I have just time.
Yeah.
So I didn't notice them doing T-shirts. However, if you go to a hockey game, one of the three times everybody stands up, goal, fight, T-shirt cannon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People lose their minds.
No, people love those shirts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They get so excited.
So what's the difference? Is it us?
I'll tell you what, that's interesting, because even when I go do like remotes or whatever, we go see the people, those shirts are gone. We'll put them on the table. They're out faster than anything else.
A remote, industry term, when you go out, set up the tent, and you're out there doing, generally there's used to be a live broadcast. Now you record a thing and it sounds like you're live.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come and see me. But you probably did it 3 days earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they love those shirts.
Yeah, but yeah. And they'll lose their minds. But then we say, hey, call us. We'll give you shirts. And people are like, can't be bothered.
Busy. Have enough clothes.
Too much effort. It's just weird to me.
Okay, well, then I love them even more that we got a request for it and that they want to work for it.
But I just thought, it was odd. Like, they could be... And I tell everybody, look, I don't care. I don't care if you wear this shirt. Obviously, I'd love for you to wear this shirt.
Yeah, of course.
Somebody, Our buddy, the fish, we call him the fish, Brooks the fish, because he loves to fish.
Mm-hmm.
Brooks the fish changed his profile picture, him and his wife in their Chet Buchanan show shirts.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
I may have shed a tear. I may have welled up with pride.
Absolutely. I want to see that photo.
So that's a weird way to start this show, isn't it?
Yeah. I want a t-shirt cannon to start the week.
Lift off.
Is that what's missing? Do we need to put them in a cannon?
Just stand in the parking lot?
And make it so that you don't actually, so the chances of you getting one are better than they would ordinarily be, but still very slim.
Yeah.
Ooh. Here, we're going. Here, take them.
Yeah, no, we need to create a challenge. Play hard to get.
So I decided what we're going to do later on this spring, because it'll take a minute to make this happen.
Okay.
We're going to buy shirts. We're going to go Chet Buchanan Show World Tour. You know how we did with Justice for Reba?
Yes.
You and I are going to post up. I'm calling Terribles after the show.
You know I'm so there.
We're going to freaking post up, maybe in the afternoon when people are headed home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, like when there's shift change down on the strip or something like that? Like from 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do the Chet Buchanan Show World Tour.
Great. I'm there.
5 locations around the valley.
Listen, they really will go so fast.
Yeah.
They'll love them.
We might even make special Chet Buchanan Show World Tour shirts.
I'm obsessed idea that it's a world tour, but it's only Vegas. Like, I love this for us. Like, we're like, the world tour.
It is our world.
1,000%. I love it. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, and we could, you know what? We could get all gacked out like Justin Timberlake. And then when they say, this is going to affect the tour. And when they say, what tour? And we'll say, the world tour. You know that's what he did when he got pulled over for the DUI, right?
I love it. I'm in.
God, what a weird show. We're start to the show. And I'm here for it. Kind of digging it. Thank you for listening. 98.5 KLEC.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Did that really just happen?
Yeah.
Adrian just come. So Adrian's in a different studio than we are. He has his own studio.
Mm-hmm.
Producer studio.
Yeah, we can see him, but he's in another room.
Adrian, boy, yeah, and that's a smart move. If you've ever seen our, I'm just saying right now, if you've ever seen our videos, you know, on social, it's usually a close up of me, close up of Michaela,
mm-hmm.
And they've switched mine. So you just, where I'm farther away, and it's smart.
You are so far away, though.
We got to give
a
you
a little
space.
Too far.
Like to move.
And if I put my mic in the right place, you can't see me at all, which might be beneficial.
I don't know. Listen, meanwhile, you can see every pore on my face with how close it is to mine. It can be back up a little bit.
And the lighting's crap.
I know. So,
yeah, they came in and they tried to make it better over the weekend. And then to that end, it was really funny. Adrian, never happened before. This show is approaching its 1-year anniversary in this iteration. It's Michaela's birthday tomorrow, too, by the way. Adrian's never done this before. Literally, while the song from the weekend a second ago was ending, he just comes in here, starts pushing a bunch of buttons, and then turn around and walk right back out. And it's like, the hell are you doing?
Sat down just in time.
To do. I had to be back here just in case you needed me.
I know, but he walked in, didn't say a word to
you
anybody.
You guys were mid-conversation. I was like, let me push my little buttons, go back in my room. Bada-bing, bada-boom.
Starts messing with stuff.
Yeah, out the door. No word shared.
I'm sorry. It's just
walked right back out.
We're trying to fix the camera angles. Again, like we're on radio. We're trying to move into, you know, the video and 98.5 KLUC on Instagram. You know, you should go follow it. So we're just trying to get all that, you know, prepped and ready as well.
You're right. I do move around. I get comfortable and I start moving around. And that's
and
troublesome for you.
And we want to capture that passion.
Is that what it is? Well, no, I bought other cameras that supposedly they follow you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Those are cool.
And we'll talk about that off camera because some of the features.
Off camera.
No, it doesn't work.
Not in the way that we use it.
Not the way that I'd like to make it work.
If you
Not
record it, because we have to do it live since we're a live show. But if we were recording it,
yeah,
it's very weird. But we're learning. We're all learning together.
Hmm. All right, so first pick at 702-364-9898. What? Well, I'm done with that.
Yeah, good.
I'm sure it's incredibly boring for everybody listening right now, so we'll move on.
All right.
Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, coming to the Pearl Concert Theater. Do you love him?
I love him, but I have a good story about him and Ricky Lake. Oddly enough.
Hold on. Oh, about he said her house was going to burn down.
Yes, and it did.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Well, okay. So be amazed at the Pearl Concert Theater, Sunday, February 16th. Would you like to go? All we need to know is what was the absolute best part of your weekend. Call us right now at 702-364-9890. As always, I'll remind you.
Well, I just hung out with my kid.
Okay. It sucks. It's a terrible story.
Yeah, more specific.
Yeah, please. What did you do with your kid? We just hung out. Okay, well, you laid on the couch and they ran around and that was the best part of your weekend. If it is, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But we'd at least like to have that kind of detail.
Sure. Yeah, we want to know.
And honestly, if you vegged out on the couch all weekend and watched football, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's great.
Yeah.
But we just want to hear your story. 702-364-9898. Right now. I just waited because the guitar goes ring.
So I loved it.
Right now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
First things first. Who's on the phone, please?
We got Vanessa Goguinez by the Palms.
Oh, hey. What's going on, V?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good.
Good, girl.
Probably not as good as you. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
The absolute best was probably just hanging out with friends. We went shooting, you know, had some drinks. So that was nice just to be out in the sun.
Hold up.
In that order.
Went shooting, had some drinks. Awesome. Whose backyard was this in?
No, it was up here by the M Resort. It was at a range.
Oh, that's cool.
They allow that? You can drink after?
Yeah.
You can drink after?
After. You drink afterwards.
How do they know? How do they know that you didn't drink before?
Scout's honor.
I guess just scout's honor, yeah. You just got to tell the truth.
Because I've been to those ranges, and I'm familiar with what you're talking about. And it just hit me right now. How would they know? Do you have to have a wristband?
Yeah.
None.
Huh. It's just you're just on your word. Are you a good shot?
No, absolutely not.
Do you have your own gun?
No, we use our friends' stuff, but yeah, we just wanted to go just get out of the house after being sick for 2 weeks. You were like,
what was that, the norovirus?
I don't know. No, actually it was a bronchitis.
Oh. Oh, my God. Yeah, a lot of people I knew had bronchitis.
The OG.
Yuck. Yep.
Yeah, yuck. My wife is sick right now, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
She was fine yesterday. Middle of the night, it started getting a hold of her. And then this morning, she's got a fever.
Ugh.
She got up at 3 when I got up and was like, yeah, I'm miserable.
Not doing good.
Mm-mm. Not good. Kayla, absolute best part of your weekend?
Last night, my birthday's tomorrow, but last night a couple of my girlfriends took me to dinner at the Italian American Club.
So good.
And it was so fun. And it was just nice because all of my girlfriends are like in LA. It's been hard for me to like see my friends here. And they just looked so beautiful. Murray Sawchuk was there. So we got to see some of like our local friends as well.
Yeah.
And it was just so cute. I really do underestimate the power of like being with my girlfriends, having dinner. I had the best time.
Oh, having a life. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what is that? Yeah. They're like, oh, thanks for taking a night off to see us. And I was like, well, it was my birthday, so I guess I'm here.
That's it.
Happy early birthday, by the way.
Thank you, V.
And we love what we do.
Yeah.
We do. We love it. We love it. You know, just you love being on stage and singing. I love being on a mic in a sports arena of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
We love doing this radio show. We love all that stuff. But yeah, everyone's got to be to that end. If I can, I'll jump in now.
Tell me.
Friday, had lunch with a friend of mine that I get to see. I never get to spend time with. I see him about 4 times a year. We used to spend a lot of time together back in the UNLV days for me.
Mm-hmm.
We had one of the greatest conversations I have ever had in my life.
Oh, my God.
My life was changed. I know his life was changed, and it was, yeah, we... Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're ready.
Johnny Max will do it for you.
Johnny Max will do that. Johnny Max will do that. Best part of your weekend?
Ohio State beating Texas. We head to the national championship game. And redemption from when Texas beat Ohio State in 2005. That negatively impacted me when I was like 11 years old. So a little bit of redemption. Yeah, I was 11 years old 20 years ago.
Exactly. You never forgot.
All right, Vanessa. We'll see you. God, you don't have to go far. Because this is at the Pearl at the Palms. To go see Tyler Henry, the Hollywood Medium. No guns allowed. Drinking, yes, no guns. So one of the two things that you love. So drinking, yes, no guns. Or wait.
Okay, noted.
Or is it yes, guns, and no drinking? I'm not sure.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Hot debate I saw online over the weekend. Where are you really from? Of course, would tell people.
Vegas.
Yeah. I would say I'm from Seattle.
Yeah.
Which I'm actually from about literally 30 minutes outside of Seattle, which is, that's a separate micro debate as well.
Right, of course.
If you're from, I just say it because nobody knows where Duval is.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where Monroe is,
mm-hmm.
which is basically, I went to Monroe High School. The farm is in Duval, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But you can't say Seattle.
Oh, yes, you can.
Right? Because it's the next closest thing.
Yeah.
And I was a fan of all the Seattle sports teams growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Seattle TV.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. New Yorkers really hate it if you say you're from New York unless you were born in New York. And I kind of get it.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? I lived in LA for 20 years.
Right.
But I'm still not an Angeleno. Right?
No, you're not.
Like,
oh. Like if somebody said, I get it.
Yeah, it's the same as these New Yorkers. Like I've actually lived in LA longer than I ever lived in Vegas.
Anywhere else. Yeah.
But I'm still not an Angeleno.
Right.
Because it's not my hometown.
Yeah, you were not born there. You did not go to school there.
Yeah.
I think if you went to elementary school, you know what I mean? And you were there. And you were raised there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all about context.
Yeah.
So if you're talking to somebody from your own city, like there was a time I would tell people I was from Las Vegas because it depends also. If they're asking where you grew up, that's one thing. If they're asking where you live,
yeah.
But if they're asking where you're originally, so I ask it, where are you from?
Yeah. Yeah, where you're from. Because also, you've lived here for so long, and you also are so deeply integrated in the community.
Sure. This is home.
That this is your home.
No, this is home. Mm-hmm. This is totally home.
Oh, New Yorkers are so bratty.
So somebody explained it really well. If you're talking to somebody in your own city, you wouldn't say you're from there unless you were born there, much like your LA conundrum.
Right.
But if you're in Belgium... and somebody says, where are you from? You would go, America, United States.
Yeah.
And then they go, yeah, but where are you from? And you'd say, Las Vegas, because this is where you live.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
Did we settle it? We settled
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we did it. We did something.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. KLUC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Every morning.
It's the only way to wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I love the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
How much do they have to pay those people to lie like that?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I'm doing it because I think self-deprecating humor is funny.
Yeah.
And I think stuff like that is funny. And because, honestly, can I tell you the real truth?
Tell me.
Michaela, well, you know this more than anybody. You're triple this more than I am.
Right.
Of where somebody says that and you're like, uh-uh. That's the coolest. Damn, man.
That's awesome. I love Cool.
Oh, my God. You love that one. They really... I take it to heart.
Yeah. I'm like, thank you guys so much.
Well, what was her name that you ran into last night?
Oh my God. We were at the Italian American Club last night for my birthday dinner. The most darling woman in fur.
I don't know if you know, Michaela's super Italian.
And if you didn't know, you guys, I'm Italian. Yeah. And so this amazing woman in this like green fur jacket comes over.
Is it Polly Walnuts? Who was that? Is it Polly?
Yeah.
The Sopranos look at Michaela and go, Jesus, she's Italian.
Oh, my God. No, I got a story about the Sopranos and you.
Oh.
She comes over and she goes, hey, I don't want to interrupt. I just want to say I listen to you and Chet every morning.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my God, and you look so fabulous. Her name was Renee. She was so sweet. But speaking of, you know, you have been talking about Sopranos forever. So I finally watched it. Now I'm on season 6.
Uh-huh.
And now I think I am in the Sopranos. That's how my brain works.
Mm-hmm.
So last night we're eating dinner. I end up paying the bill. I was so happy that my girlfriends came. They're like, oh my God, stop.
For your birthday, but you paid?
Yeah, I invited them out.
Oh.
So I low-key did it. So at the end, I said, I want to tip them in cash. So I go into my purse. I put the bill in my hand. I shake the waiter's hand. Who do I think I am? The Godfather over
Tony
here.
Soprano.
Yeah, I think I'm Tony.
Tony.
Lisa's been calling me Tiny Soprano, and I can't stop laughing. Psycho.
Excuse me just for a second. Say that one. Say that one more time.
Lisa, my fiance, has been calling me Tiny Soprano. Since it started. It's right so there. Stupid.
Tiny Soprano.
Is that the dumbest thing?
No, that's the greatest thing.
Yeah, yeah. So me, Tiny Soprano, I shake the waiter's hand. I said, thank you so much. I want to make sure I tip you in cash. I appreciate you. Thank you. I sit back down. 5 minutes later, the waiter comes back over and he goes, you know, hey, I think you made a mistake. I said, I didn't, my guy. You deserve it. Thank you.
Yeah.
He goes, no, I think you made a mistake. I said, I didn't. I want you to have it.
Give him a handful of ones.
He opens it. I handed him a $1 bill. I thought it was another bill. I go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I had to give him the right bill.
Well, now you know the difference between Tony Soprano and Tiny Soprano. It's Tony Soprano that you bought off Wish. That's
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'ma love you every night like it's the last night, like it's the last night. If the world was ending, I'd wanna be next to you. If the party was over and our time on earth was through, I'd wanna hold you just for a while. Next to you.
Just like you, we're still laughing about Tony Soprano.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
And then Michaela comes over and doubles down on the I tipped the guy a dollar story. And I spit coffee across the room.
That might have been my proudest moment on the show yet. Getting you to spit your coffee out.
I thought I was safe. I thought I was safe because I'd already. And she goes, no, really. And she acts out. She acts out how she's.
I was like, oh, thank you. You're so wonderful. You're so great. Like, I'm in the mouth.
And you're doing the two hand.
Yeah.
Which I know I'm the king of the two hand handshake.
Yeah.
And then but how you're. Yeah, and you're trying to be self-deprecating again. Yeah.
That so word. Humble. I'm like, Julia,
so
you
grateful.
Deserve it.
So grateful.
Yeah, no, take
really,
the money.
Thank you.
You were so good. It's a dollar. I handed him a dollar.
And he opens his hand.
Like, imagine.
It. And he flashes her the dollar. I snotted in my coffee cup.
Yeah.
I have to go wash out my coffee cup now. Well, unless there's, I don't know what those weird bubbles is, whatever it is. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Also, Adrian, you'll appreciate this. As you may have heard moments ago, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, although they placed, in our industry, they call this a billboard, right? They placed the billboard in the wrong spot. They should just tell us. What does it say for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown and your Nissan plug?
Oh, it's...
Yeah, go find that really quick.
Okay, you got it.
No, but it's really great. So Michaela is now endorsing... Is it Findlay Nissan?
Yes.
Sorry, what did I say? United?
It's Findlay Nissan in the Valley Auto Mall.
Yes.
Unlock the excitement, and
that's
the excitement has been unlocked.
So I said, let's go. She's driving a 2025?
Yeah.
Nissan Rogue. Back when we used to rent cars all the time. When I would go to Seattle, we would rent cars, and I would without fail get the Nissan Rogue.
Ah,
because the way you spell Rogue, we would call it a Rogue.
Yeah.
And like you, we look. So I go, show me this car. She's so Tiny Soprano is so excited about her new car from Findlay Nissan.
Well, you know, I've never had a brand new car. I've never driven a brand new car off the lot.
Starlet?
My first car actually was a Nissan.
American Idol finalist?
You would think, but never. My first car was a Nissan Pathfinder. It was my neighbor's, and he sold it to me, and I loved that car. I drove that car to the ground.
Yeah.
So then I had another car, used car, but I've never had a brand new car that's like up to date. Like, I don't, the thing, you know, the shift. You gotta press a button. It doesn't even. It's so like high tech. You got look. Tiny Soprano is feeling herself this morning.
No, she's like I couldn't. And then when you put it in reverse, the TV comes on.
There's a TV. I don't have to crack my neck looking behind me to see if there's anything behind me.
The rest of the modern world,
I know,
calls that a rear view camera.
Is that what it's called?
Reverse camera, whatever. I don't know. But she's like, no, the TV comes on. And I'm like, what have you been driving?
Yeah, it is a seat warmer. My butt was so warm this morning coming to work. It's been a really nice day and a half for me.
I can't wait to see these videos.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's got a button for the thing and the shifting.
Yeah.
And the TV.
The sunroof is so big, I might as well be driving a convertible. It's like, I swear to God, it's so nice, you guys. I'm feeling myself. It's a really good day.
So, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. It's brought to you by Finley Nissan and the Valley Auto Mall. What was the other part?
Unlock excitement.
Unlock the excitement. Hell yes.
Yeah.
Woo! Unlock the excitement.
And press the buttons and turn on all the TVs, baby. And that's just drive.
Right. Uh-huh.
You don't know who you're messing with. Go check out the new Rogue. The Rogue. Rogue. How many of you also, when you go to spell Rouge, you also spell it Rogue?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love when people... That's another story for another time. So, and Andrea Cano,
yeah,
who also has a TV in her car for when she backs up. It's a TV!
You guys, I love the modern world. The screen is...
Yeah? Andrea Cano, the best of the West, is going for win number 5 on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Mm-hmm. Would you like to take her on? Well, let me sweeten the pot just a touch for you. Tickets for Mariah Carey, the Celebration of Mimi, live in Las Vegas at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Here's the real cool part of this. It's for the Wednesday, February 12th show. Mm-hmm. Thank you to our friends at Live Nation because, oh yeah, Valentine's Day. You might want to start thinking about it. It's a month out, right? Tomorrow, it's a month from Valentine's Day.
God, how?
Got you covered. You're welcome, America.
Yeah.
But you got to win on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Yeah.
702-364-9898. Call the number 25 right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela's Hometown Throwdown brought to you by Finley Nissan and Valley Auto Mall.
Unlock excitement.
Unlock excitement or unlock the excitement?
I thought it was unlock excitement.
I don't know.
It is.
I'm asking.
No.
I'm literally asking because I don't know.
Oh, unlock excitement.
Who's on the phone, Adrian?
Oh, we got Danielle.
Besides Andrea Cano. I'm jumping ahead. I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Hi. Say hi to Tiny Soprano.
Hi, Tiny Soprano.
Hi. Thank you.
I just can't. I literally had my head down on the counter.
I can't. It's pleasing me how much it's pleasing you because I did think it was so stupid.
I've never been so close to dropping an F-bomb on the radio in my life because I just effing can't deal with this.
I know. It's so stupid.
Tiny Soprano.
I know.
It's perfect.
I know.
Ridiculous. And I will never call you anything else. All right. You ready to go for win number 5? Get your belt that may or may not come.
Yes.
Okay. No, I really have plans for all of this. I really do.
I know.
I want to get Dax. Our buddy from TMZ, Dax Holt, formed this company called Trophy Smack. And I'm going to order the belts from them, and I don't want anything from him, but I want them to sponsor the bit.
Yeah.
And I think he'll do it.
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
Which would be our first step in taking Michaela's Hometown Throwdown nationwide, because they're in L.A., not the bad part where the fires are.
Oh, good.
He's further south.
Nice.
But a couple of years ago, remember when they had the fires a couple of years ago that were bad?
Oh, in yeah, in 2018, I think.
That was his neighborhood.
No.
They were spared.
Man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Might have been the last time I talked to him.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hit him up.
Who's our challenger?
We got Danielle Sulit representing Silverado Ranch.
All right, Danielle, no pressure. I mean, really, there is an A pressure, but, you know, it's kind of a big deal today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm pretty nervous.
Say hi to Tiny Soprano.
Hi.
Hello, Tony Soprano.
Hi.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you, Danielle. All right, buzz in with your name once you believe you know the answer. First one to three is the winner. If neither of you get the correct answer, I get a chance to steal. And if I get three, nobody gets nothing. You both go home in shame. And you're probably already at home. But you both go about your day in shame. And then we just release those tickets to the masses. So.
Shame.
Golden Knights. Yeah,
you know it.
Golden Knights fan now. Look at you. Look at you. Your Quizmaster, it's her birthday tomorrow, you know. You may know her as Tiny Soprano. We call her the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
All right, it's been 10 years since this show debuted, featuring a rich family gone broke with actors Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara.
Danielle.
Schitt's
Creek.
Is it? Yeah, Schitt's Creek. Yeah. You can say it because it's the name of the show.
Yeah.
You can say it. The Challenger strikes first.
What original Golden Misfit made their last appearance in the Fortress last night?
Shame on you for not knowing this. Shame on both of you. You deserve to lose. You deserve to lose for not knowing this. Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yes.
Last time in the Fortress. Danielle with one. I've got one. Champion Squadoosh. Here's your next question.
Known for hits like a Virgin and Material Girl, this pop star.
Andrea.
Madonna. What was the question on that?
Apparently, she's rumored to be engaged to her new man, 66 years old, and engaged.
How old's he?
So that's
19?
Yeah, I think.
Probably.
20. Uh-huh.
He's gross. She's gross. She's really gross. I want to play this game. There, some friends of ours are playing a game. We put a bunch of artist names in a hat. Mm-hmm. You draw out a name, and then you argue about what their signature song is.
Oh, that's funny.
We'll play that in a little bit?
Yeah.
We'll play it later. You guys want to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, focus on this for now.
Yeah.
Focus on this for now. One's across. We're tied at one.
After having his first baby last year and dropping his manager, Scooter Braun, this pop star is ready.
Danielle. Justin Bieber.
Is it Justin Bieber?
Yes.
The Challenger. Oof. On the verge.
Currently starring in the movie Wicked, this pop star says the movie Waterboy actually makes her.
Andrea for the tie.
Ariana Grande.
Is it Ariana Grande?
Yes.
Oh my God, this is exciting. Two for Andrea. Two for Danielle. I got one, but that doesn't matter.
Okay. After an 8-year battle and 6 kids later, once known as the most beautiful couple in the world, has finally settled their divorce.
Andrea. Danielle.
Andrea for the win.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Is it Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt to become a 5-time champion to get a belt that may or may not show up at some point because they're $200 a pop and daddy's cash poor after the holidays? Is it, what was the answer? Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt?
Yes, Andrea!
Oh my goodness. Danielle, what a run, though. Nice
you rocked
job,
that,
dude.
Danielle.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, this can't be the last that we hear from you. You've got to call us back again.
Mm-hmm, please.
Yeah, better not be. Yeah.
Okay. Have a great day. We'll see you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, pal.
Bye.
Andrea, look at you. Bye,
pal. Go, girl.
Gentlemen, Andrea. Of 5-time champions in Michaela's hometown throwdown. She joins Laura Murata of Sunrise, who still doesn't have a belt. She joins Kathleen Robinson of Endertucky, who still doesn't have a belt. She joins Lauren Bailey from Centennial Hills. You already know.
Doesn't have a belt.
Hey! Rachel Bloom blamed Tiny Soprano. I'm not sure why. I just wanted to be able to slip in that reference one more time.
I'll take it.
Rachel Bloom of Summerlin South, Jill Gilliland of Wagon Wheel, Sandy Bozak, Rhodes Ranch. Although Jill Gilliland of Wagon Wheel got beers when you sang the national anthem.
Oh, that's right. You did.
Vegas. So, you know, but she should still have a belt. Sandy Bozak of Rhodes Ranch, Nicole Jones of Aliante, Tara Crowley of Silverado Ranch, Amanda Urbanski of Coronado, Andrea Castaneda of Anthem, Miley Kellogg of Southern Highlands. These names don't even sound real anymore.
I know.
Parisa Solomini of the Southwest and Susanna Medellin of Inspirada. Woo. And now, add to that list, Andrea Cano of Best of the West as a retired 5-time Woo! Champion.
Yes.
Thank you.
And you've got tickets for Mariah Carey, the Celebration of Mimi, live in Las Vegas at Dolby Live at Park MGM Wednesday, February 12th, courtesy of our buddies at Live Nation. It's a hell of a day for you. Nicely done. All right, hang on 1 second. Two brand new challengers tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Who's doing this thing, this 177-second survey, sort of?
That'll be Bree Coleman from Centennial Hills.
Bree will make those shirts look good.
Yeah, what's up, Bree? Right.
Bree will make the, yeah, that's good.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you all?
How are things in Centennial Hills?
It's chill over here.
It's okay. Think about it for a minute. But I don't know. Kind of sucks, but not so much.
It's like it's really quiet.
Another Monday.
Yeah, we got a pothole on Buffalo. It's, yeah, sucks. Freaking
true.
Kids.
So
freaking
true.
Kids at Cadwallader. Get out of the street.
You know.
Am I getting close?
Every day.
Oh no, I used.
She said every day.
No, I used to live there. The kids that what's the school. What's the school up there? The high school? Which one? No, the other one. The Bulldogs. I don't know why.
Centennial?
I'm blanking out.
Centennial. Arbor?
Arborview.
Oh, uh-huh.
I was blanking out on Arborview. The Arborview kids, were pretty good. The Cadwallader kids? Get out of the street.
They're
what are you doing? But I think that's the difference between middle school. Yeah, and the middle school ones are the wild ones.
Yeah.
High school kids don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm. They're cool now.
All right, fine.
Waking up so early.
Yeah, right? Okay, Michaela has picked one of the 5 remaining artists in here.
Okay,
so what is the signature song of
Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
This is good. Oh.
The only reason why I did that one. And I love Bruno Mars. Mm-hmm. The song that sucked me in was Locked Out of Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know if that's his. I would say Bruno Mars' signature song is Just the Way You Are.
Oh, that was good. Okay.
I agree with that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think I would like to throw in Uptown Funk.
You're right. No, you're right. I'm changing my answer. Uptown Funk is.
You think so, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all hits, but I feel like Uptown Funk.
His signature song. One song to explain Bruno Mars to somebody. Or do you go back to the Lazy Song? Do you go all the way back to the Lazy Song?
What one's that?
Today I don't feel like
you.
Just the way you are.
Are you sticking with Just the Way You Are?
Yeah, I'm sticking with Just the Way You Are.
I don't need more coffee, Ron. My whistle's not wet.
I'm going with your wet.
Adrian, jump in here.
24K Magic.
Oh, whoa. God, that's good.
But if you're going with 24 Karat Magic, then then I stick with Uptown Funk. Does that make sense? Like, if you're in that neighborhood, then I pick the better house.
For the record, on YouTube, Uptown Funk is his number one song by far. 5.4 billion
Well, there
views.
You go.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know what also took him, like, 4 years to write that song? I thought that was incredible. Like, he didn't just put it out. He, like, spent so much time on that
song.
Him
and Mark Ronson?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Can I tell you something? Every time I see Mark Ronson, I think of your fiancé, DJ Lisa Pittman. I do.
Why?
I don't know why.
I love
know why.
That. She loves Mark Ronson.
Yeah. I think they're both tall. They're both quiet. They're both DJs.
Yeah.
Both really smart.
My fiance is actually Mark Ronson.
Have you ever seen them in the same room at the same time?
Yes.
Not me.
Never.
Yeah, you switch out the wig and you're good.
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Switch it up for life.
All right. Pick another one.
Okay.
Let's see. We got time for one more. This is fun. This game's fascinating to me.
Love
and everybody
it.
Can play. You're screaming at your radio right now. No, it's just the way you are, idiots. You're stupid. What's the next one?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, God.
You make sweaters.
I got it.
What's her signature song? Is it Shake It Off?
Shake It Off.
I was going to say Shake
How
It Off.
How about that? Shake It Off. Anything else? Nothing?
Nope.
No, I think
Nothing
that was it.
You? All right.
I was
going to
say You Belong With Me. You Belong With Me or Shake It Off?
I think it depends on your era.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Oh, yes!
No pun. No, I didn't mean it. I really didn't mean it like that, but.
Blank Space?
Oh.
The reason I bring it up is because Blank Space and Shake It Off both are tied with 3.5 billion.
He's obsessed.
Insane.
He's obsessed with the YouTube views. He's obsessed because he's Mr. 75,000 subscribers
right.
now. So that's his world, and that's how it all. Yeah, the world is ruled by YouTube,
uh-huh.
and I understand. No, I appreciate bringing that into it.
You're welcome.
I may not seem that way because I'm mocking, but I'm.
I'm a toad anyway.
But in my heart,
my actions did not match my words.
Yeah.
No, I really do appreciate that, and I also know that's a cool thing. You know what I mean? Because you are obsessed
with YouTube.
Yeah,
and I appreciate your appreciation.
And I appreciate you guys appreciating each other.
Oh, I think you all need to shut the hell up.
I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Really, in my heart, I was speaking for you, Bree. Just shut up and give me my t-shirt.
Yes.
No, have a great day.
Did I win something today?
You won Chet Buchanan Show shirts. Wear them in good health.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
No, awesome. Hang on 1 second. We'll tell you how to get those. Relationship rehab coming up in just a minute. The long and the short of it is, here's the subject line. And they signed it. God bless them. It's like we're real advice columnists because they signed the email confused in cadence.
Oh,
I like that.
That's kind of cool.
You know what? I'm just going to leave it at that. Find out what they're confused by. Coming up in just a moment.
Love the way you do get me started.
KLUC-FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Relationship rehab in just a second. Signed by Confused in Cadence. And I went, oh, that's like old school. That's like old school.
Like Dear Abby.
Yeah. Old school advice columnist.
Uh-huh.
Stuff.
It's awesome.
That's adorable. Just know, and I think it's really great that there are lots of folks out there that want to help with the wildfires.
Yeah.
I think it's, at this point, if needed, we are, you know, because we were like, well, we should jump in and do something too.
Yeah.
But the real key on this, and A, like always, be careful, you know, only deal with folks that you know. And if you know for sure that they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
See, I thought the ACEs did a really great thing. And yes, do they send me a check and everything? I was actually a little hurt that they, and I'm going to bring this up to them.
Yeah, what?
I'm a little hurt that, and they didn't throw this out there till Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to have helped.
Yeah.
In some way.
Yeah.
Didn't know about it until it was too late to be able to help as far as with the radio show, but we would have gone out there.
Absolutely, we would have.
Helped promote.
Yeah.
But I thought the Aces were really smart because they called their counterpart, the Los Angeles Sparks.
Yeah.
And said, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing? Mm-hmm. And how can we help?
Yeah, that's great.
And I think that's really the way to go. Because it's... And I'm telling you from somebody who's done this for a lot of years for a lot of different things. It's super, super easy to go, hey, guys, let's send 73 million cases of water. But unless you know where it's going, mm-hmm. and unless the worst thing that you can do is overload somebody who's already stressed out.
Yeah.
And they go, what are we going to do with 73 million cases of water?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure we'll figure it out.
Well,
but
you know, to that point, there was so much going on in LA this weekend, so much help that one of the places that you could donate came out and said, hey, we're good.
No,
we have
mas.
So much.
This is what I say to you.
Yeah.
So it's mm-hmm. one thing to, we got to do something. Yes, but maybe hold up. Because there's going to be an initial wave too, this, and we know this as well. There's going to be an initial wave, and it's going to be huge. Mm-hmm. But a few months from now, when it all quiets down, it's the same way. If anybody ever has a big celebration, or if they lose, or on the other side of it, if they lose somebody close to them, mm-hmm. I always wait. I never call them that day. I always wait a week mm-hmm. when everybody else has left.
Yeah.
You know, then yeah. jump in.
Yeah. And that's usually around the time it really sets in. When everything's quiet,
yep.
that's when you need the help.
Yep. Or that's when it's really cool to hear from somebody. And also, I like to have the joint all to myself. So yeah. I like being out there having a clear path.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right. Relationship rehab. Confused in cadence.
Love. Love.
I wonder how long it took them. I wonder if they really live in cadence.
Yeah, they do.
They're definitely confused.
Yeah.
My son and his girlfriend have been dating since the pandemic. By the way, 702-364-9898, Mary J. Blige tickets. Mary J., the For My Fans tour with Neo and Mario. Jesus.
How fun.
Put on your parachute pants.
Yes.
Put on your 90s finery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And early 2000s.
That was the early vibe. 2000s. And early 2000s.
Yeah, Neo Mario. Mm-hmm. Well, and Mary J., early 2000s.
Yeah.
Sure. T-Mobile, Friday, February 28th. My son and his girlfriend have been dating since the pandemic. Her family has brought my son on every vacation. We're talking about Mexico. We're talking about Florida. Mm. We're talking about Hawaii. Whole bunch of places. We are planning a family trip for the five of us to Italy.
Oh, nice.
Later this year. Our kids are all in college. We're looking at this as a last hurrah. So we are not inviting my son's girlfriend on the trip. My son's bummed. Seems to understand. However, I was talking with the girlfriend's dad, and I think he feels ... and in quotes, cheated. I thought it was interesting how he wrote that. Because it's, you know, it reads, and I think he feels cheated.
Uh-huh. Yeah, know, yeah, yeah. Know? Uh-huh.
I feel guilty. Easy answer. Yeah, come on, bro. What are you doing? It's mm-hmm. an extra airfare.
Yeah.
I mean, really. At the end of the day. Food, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I feel guilty, says Confused in Cadence. But if I do it for him, if I do it for his son,
Oh, yeah.
Son's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
If I do it for him, I also have to invite my daughter's boyfriends. Now, wow. I don't know how many daughters there are, whether it's 2 or 20. You know what I mean? It says daughters, boyfriends, so there's more than one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's 2 or 2 million. Doesn't matter. Probably not. Italy.
Yeah.
Plus, this is a family trip. Capital letters, family.
Sure.
Should I feel guilty? I'm gonna stop you right there. Yeah, you should.
You think so?
Or not. Maybe not.
All right.
Depends on where you're at on this. Should I just cave in? Should I just cave in and let him bring his girlfriend? So I guess the real question.
This is tough.
Yeah, because the real question comes down to, he got to go on every one of their vacations since the pandemic. It's fair to, you know, shortly after the pandemic.
Yeah.
So the last 3 or 4 years, and even if it was just Mexico, Florida, Hawaii, but he says Mexico, Florida, and a bunch of places.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Okay, I got to think on this one.
702-364-9898. Mary J., Neo, Mario, and you. For caller number 25 right now, good luck.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Relationship rehab. Where are we starting, Adrian?
Let's start with Morgan.
Okay. Morgan. Oh, Morgan. Well, couldn't find it.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Say hi to Tiny Soprano.
Hi.
Did you hear that story?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So for everybody who didn't, my wife and I went back and said, you know, I don't know that we ever saw all of the Soprano episodes, so we decided to go back and binge the whole series.
Yeah.
So it was pretty great. And then Michaela decided that's what she wanted to do too. And then in the midst of it, her fiance Lisa called her Tiny Soprano, and I think it's going to be.
It's pretty good.
So Morgan, confused in cadence, his son and his girlfriend have been dating for the last few years since pandemic. Her family has brought him on every vacation, Mexico, Florida, Hawaii, bunch of places. So now, confused in cadence, his family is planning a family trip. Oh, for the five of us. Mm-hmm. So mama, papa, son, two daughters.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Family of five that slipped past me earlier. And they're going to Italy. The kids are all in college. They see this as a last hurrah. They are not inviting the son's girlfriend on the trip. Son's bummed, but he appears to understand. However, the daughter of the girlfriend who's been schlepping, you know, the boyfriend all around the world,
mm-hmm.
Appears to feel a little cheated. Confused in cadence, feels guilty, but he says if I do it for him, I'd also probably have to invite my daughter's boyfriends. Plus, this is a family trip. Should I feel guilty? So here are the two questions. Should I feel guilty? Morgan, what say you?
Well, I guess I'm on the other side of the fence here. I think she should invite the boyfriend or the girlfriend, even though she's not able to invite the boyfriend. So I think there should be some guilt there.
Yeah. Well, no, the boyfriend has gotten to go with the girlfriend's family everywhere. They're not inviting the girlfriend to go with them. I got it. So is there quid pro quo? I mean, you know, does he owe because his kid got to go? I'm not meaning to rhyme all this, but it just...
I've been on the other end of this where... You know, in the first early days of my husband, his family would go on a trip, and I was excluded from it, even though we were, like, a long-term relationship, and I can just feel what that girlfriend's feeling, and I don't think that's right, especially if they're endgame, then she should be considered part of the family.
So the answer is yes, Cave.
Yeah, I think she should. I don't think she needs to invite all the boyfriends. I think that she needs to invite the girlfriend, though.
Yeah, I would like to know more about these other boyfriends.
Right, right.
Like,
how long have they been together?
Are you 4 years in?
Yeah. And do they take you to trips with their families? Like, how deep does that go?
So that matters to me a tiny bit. Hang on 1 second. We'll get you hooked up with your tickets. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Morgan. By the way, never met a not hot Morgan. True story.
Yeah. Actually, me either.
Not once in my life. Think about it. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you feel guilty?
I'm struggling with this one. Should they feel guilty? No.
Here's my concern. It's so quiet now that the call with the car.
I know. It just got so
I kind of looked around. I'm like, are we still on the air? What's up?
I know.
What's happening? It's so quiet.
I know.
The problem, as I see it, is not with what's happening right now. So the other dad is like, I took your kid everywhere, and you're not going to take my kid to Italy? This is going to stick.
You're so right.
If they get married, this sticks. And then what happens when they get, then what happens at the wedding? Then what happens when there's, I'm just telling you, I think, and I know a few hundred bucks, $1,000 is a lot. It's a lot of money.
International trip. Nah, that's crazy. Yeah. It's a lot of money.
It's
probably going to be a lot of money. However, what's this guy spent on your kid? For everybody who right now, Adrian, who's going, put your foot in the ground and say no, I understand you. But if you're asking me, I'm just saying, man, if there's a way you can swing it in the interest of harmony moving forward, if you're already sensing from the phone call that your counterpart, you know, the other dad.
Mm-hmm. Here's where it gets me messed up.
You know, Morgan, I think Morgan may have believed that Confused in Cadence is the mom.
Yeah, uh-huh. I think so, when she was explaining her side of the story.
But either way, it's weird that the mom's talking to the dad. I don't know why I feel that's weird, but it's weird.
Yeah, I don't think
What's going on with those two?
If they're talking like that, it speaks to their relationship, that it's more than just, oh, here's boyfriend, whatever, she's young.
Oh, yeah, it establishes like a friendship
more serious
relationship.
If they have communication.
Mm-hmm, that's such a good point.
Oh, God, so now I'm even more on my side. Now that you bring that up, I'm on the side of, yeah, you gotta take her. You gotta take her.
I think it's important to take her. But also,
because otherwise if you don't care about what other people think, and really you shouldn't, but you should.
Yeah, I just feel like it's a very difficult situation as parents to say, okay, we'll bring your girlfriend, but we're not going to invite the two boyfriends. I know it matters how long they've been together, but also look, sometimes people marry into richer families. They have the financial means to take them on trips. The other family doesn't. If it were my family growing up, I would never be. We barely went on vacation. I couldn't take a significant other if it were in my family at that time. So I don't think that's fair.
Can you? I could never have the. Can you ask the other dad to pay for his daughter?
Yeah, I could. I think that's a great solution. I think you say, parent to parent, listen, we really saved hard to go on this family trip. We would love to have your daughter come. I know you've done a lot for our kid. We financially can't swing it. Do you want to find a balance so that she can come? I guess that maybe there'd be some pride there, but I have none. So for me, I'm like, yeah, give me the money. Yeah.
Man, you're giving up. I'm saying a lot of things where I'm like, oh, it shouldn't matter. It doesn't matter. It kind of matters. Now you're giving up a lot of influence on the relationship. Do you know what I'm saying by that?
No.
Like, you're giving them a lot more power.
You're giving the other parents?
because they're the ones paying for the trips and now you're expecting the same? That type of thing?
Listen, I've never given
well, that's a dangerous
it's,
game.
It's, listen, it's this. I've never given a gift to get one back. I just
no,
give it.
No, of course not. Of course not.
So that's how it's got to be with these parents.
Well, yeah, in our world.
I understand also, completely what you're saying.
Finish
I
what
understand.
You, finish what you were saying.
No, I just think it's a dangerous game to assume and count other people's money, though. Like, and your point of view can't be that.
Right.
Like, you can't. And I get it, and that's real, but that's just... What do you mean? Like, if you have a high-paying job and the other family doesn't, what do you expect? What do you want them to do? It's not reasonable. Is this a situation like people who don't leave tips? Like, if you can't leave a tip, don't go out to eat. So now the family can't go on vacation because we can't pay for your kid?
Like, well, first of all, if you weird. Ever go out to eat, you should always tip.
I know, but I'm just saying, there's that philosophy where people say, well, now they can't go on vacation because they can't bring an extra person.
Sorry, the waitress and me from years ago came out. I was like, hang on a second.
No, that's good.
Okay, you just left the dollar.
You missed the story from earlier. Where it came in that she was Tiny Soprano was because she was trying to go over like Tony Soprano and do the palm, and she was trying to palm some cash to the waiter, and she thought she was slipping him a bill, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some sort of, you know, big time tip.
Yeah.
And the guy comes back over and he goes, I'm sorry, I think you probably made a mistake. No. Actually, pick up the story from here.
I said, no, you deserve it. No. And he said, no, I think you made a mistake. And he opened his hand. It was handed him a dollar.
Nice.
Really great.
And then you look at him and go, no, really, you deserve it,
please.
You suck.
Oh my God. No.
Okay, back to, let's take a break and think about it and grab some more calls.
Yeah, okay.
I think we need more outside influence on
that. Yep.
Inez and Debbie, stay with us because we need more points of view. And anybody else, 702-364-9898, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome
to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I don't know why, but I think before social media, this would have been a lot funnier than it is now.
Why?
We don't like these kind of things now, nor should we.
Yeah.
But there is a serial butt slapper on the loose in Colorado.
Oh, God.
Yes, it's a violation.
Yeah.
It is.
But how's it going down? Because this might be funny to me.
No, well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cops are asking people to help identify
the serial butt slapper
in the Denver suburb of Lakewood. A woman was out jogging on New Year's Day. The butt slapper drove up behind her on an e-bike.
No.
Slapped her butt. Then a day later, he did it again to a different woman in the same area. Same area, meaning same part of town, but also on the butt.
Yeah.
At least two other incidents have been reported so far. Somebody got a shot of him on his e-bike, but you can't see his face. Could be sexual assault charges. And rightfully so.
Yeah, but also that's so stupid.
You can say that. I cannot.
Yeah.
And there we are.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
You know what this world needs right now?
Tell me.
Some good feeling stories of the day.
Yeah.
Woman in Dallas reached out to thank Delta Airlines because everybody always talks about when airlines screw up.
Yeah.
Let's throw some flowers in that direction.
All right, I'm down.
She wanted to thank Delta for helping her say goodbye to her mom who passed away in October. She was trying to get to Bismarck, North Dakota to see her when her flight got delayed, so she would have missed her connection. The pilot heard about it. Got in touch with the next pilot.
Now, this
can't always happen. You know what I mean?
No.
But sometimes it does. The next pilot agreed they would not take off until she got there because they knew it was only going to be a few minutes. They also bumped her up to first class so she could get off the plane faster.
Oh.
And by the way, should she not at least be a little more comfortable?
Yeah.
You know, while you've got to go to try to see your mom for one last time. My God. Second flight waited less than 30 minutes. You know, so...
That's so sweet.
Mom passed away the next day.
Ugh.
The lady wrote online that Delta's kindness gave her 24 extra hours with her mom. and let her say, I love you one last time. She said, thank you, Delta. You gave me the gift of time. And that's one thing you can't get any more of.
No.
You know?
I love that story. A friend of mine, similar situation. His mother was passing, so he had to get on the plane. And he said, the stress of having all that time to think about having to say goodbye to your mother, like on a plane alone, it's already a stressful situation. They made it so good for that woman.
Well, if you love that, you might love this.
Tell me.
A couple in Canada who got married in 1968 just saw their wedding photos for the very first time.
Oh, my God.
Margaret and Barry Sharman did not have enough money to buy their photos back then. Never even got to look at them. One of Margaret's bridesmaids works at a museum now. Of course she does.
Mm-hmm.
She's old. But somebody randomly donated the photos after buying them at a yard sale. Margaret and Barry, because the bridesmaid went, hey, I was there. I'm in this picture.
What are the chances?
Margaret and Barry finally got to relive their wedding day last month on Christmas Eve.
What are the chances of that happening?
One in 3.74 million bajillion. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, on the best day of their life.
Yeah, it's your much needed good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Stupid things I saw over the weekend, and it's only because Michaela knows this as well as anybody. I'm so disappointed by people so often.
It's true.
We have the ability to be so good.
Yeah.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, we're just so dumb and so evil sometimes, especially the way we treat each other.
Oh, I know it.
Which is, it's sometimes hard.
You question humanity. You're like, hello.
Right.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and also by disappointed, I mean amused because, you know, so I found this very interesting that it's not just us. A German study, and why anybody felt the need to study this, I don't know, but okay. They found that ants hold grudges just like we do.
Oh my God, how?
Researchers claim ants are racist. Researchers examined black garden ants who live in colonies and regularly come into contact with other groups. And a series of experiments found that the ants acted aggressively toward members of colonies that they had previously fought with.
Stop!
So the one ants don't like the other ants just because they're not them, which is, you know, really, it's what we do.
Yeah.
We often have the idea that insects function like pre-programmed robots. On the contrary, ants also learn from their experiences and hold grudges.
Not
going near them again.
Don't even come over here.
Screw those guys. Go find your own hill. Get out of our neighborhood. It's brutal.
Yeah.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, you remember the Pet Shop Boys?
Sort of.
They were in an 80s, kind of they were dancey, new wave-ish.
Yeah, what was one of the songs?
West End Girls. West End Girls.
No, but honestly, I do like when you sing.
You still can't recognize it from that. Yeah, you would know. Anyway, they named their first album Please.
Uh-huh.
So that people could go into record shops and go, can I have the Pet Shop Boys album, please?
So clever.
When Queen Elizabeth, not Queen Elizabeth, although I've seen The Crown, she was very clean.
Yeah.
When Queen Elizabeth II was just a princess in 1945, she joined the British military for World War II. She trained to be a mechanic.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
Did you ever see The Crown?
No.
After you're done with The Sopranos, that's your next one.
You got it.
It's a good one.
I will.
That's a good show.
Yeah, you get good
the middle. That's my plane watching show now. Before a hurricane, the top two selling items at Walmart, do you know what they are? One you could get pretty easy.
Flashlight?
Beer.
Oh, okay, yes.
And?
Candles?
Yeah.
What?
No.
What?
Pop-Tarts.
Stop.
So
beer and Pop-Tarts.
So Kayla, who's on the show before you.
Yeah.
He's from the Tampa area,
mm-hmm.
just south of Tampa.
Yeah.
And that's basically what they do. Sometimes they board up the windows, and then they just get hammered and just ride it out.
You know, I feel like that makes sense. If you've got nothing else to do, live it up in your own home.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like we know the power's going to go out, so mm-hmm. we just, you know, just going to hang out for a day or two.
Honestly, I don't even judge the Pop-Tarts. I'm a big Pop-Tart girl myself, brown cinnamon sugar, so.
I keep asking her. I'm like, did your dad, like, remember this last one that hit Tampa that was really.
Yeah.
Did your dad? No. He didn't leave. I guess at one point they did get into a motorhome and went a little farther inland.
Yeah, okay.
Because they thought that would be the great. That's how it happens. All right, let's get out of here. Let's hope this week is better than last week.
Oof.
Good God. Couldn't be any worse.
True.
Well,
okay. Well, roll it back. Roll it back.
I'll be quiet now.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian.
Nothing much from me, but be sure to follow me on Instagram and why not TikTok until we have it for like another week. It's going to be at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Unlikely podcast on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts, like the free Odyssey app where you can get replays of the Chet Buchanan Show.
And Michaela Gordon.
At Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
That's it,
dude.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Hopefully better mm-hmm. than last week.
Yes.
We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.